How much do you know about the fastest growing sport in the world, about esports?
Esports is competitive online video gaming, and it's become a billion-dollar global behemoth. Professional gamers are battling it out in front of thousands of fans at the Melbourne Esports Open, with many thousands more watching online.
In the past, gaming happened in bedrooms or lounge rooms across the nation, but today it's so much bigger than that. And with news recently that the first corruption investigation is underway after alleged match fixing took place in Australian esports, it's clear that we need to be thinking about this sport alongside some of our big national traditional sports. But that can be hard when you can't always see what's going on, or maybe if you're not a gamer. Thankfully, here in the Hunter, we have an amazing esports community. It might be a little bit smaller, but there's some incredibly talented people in the scene. Jackie Garrett is one of them. She's the founder of the GGWP Academy. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. Do you think esports is underrated in Australia at the moment?
Oh, absolutely. When you look at the way that it's taken off in Europe, in Southeast Asia and across the States, absolutely. It's a small but growing community in Australia, and it's really good to see the growth that is happening right now.
How does esports differ from, say, gaming in a lounge room?
Yeah, so you've got your casual gamers who will just play for fun and play for the social aspect of it, so they're just playing with their friends. And then you've got the competitors, the ones who are training sometimes, you know, 8, 12 hours a day, and they play as part of a team or part of a roster, and they compete for big money.
And so training is playing? Like, what is training when we talk esports? Because it's not like rugby or, oh, I guess it is, it's drills, and is it similar?
Absolutely. So they do have drills, and they do have those practice times with their coach and their manager. However, they also have dietitians, psychologists. They have a personal trainer who will take them out midway through the day, do some basketball, do some, you know,
get them away from
exactly
the screen.
Exactly right. So it's definitely changing from that stereotype that gamers are, you know, in the basement of their mum's house,
big nerds with downstairs,
the, exactly, with a packet of chips. It's now these guys who are showing off their six packs on Instagram, and you know, it's definitely changed.
Are there different sort of levels? Like, there are some people who are at the very, very top, and then there are others who maybe are taking part in smaller competitions.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've got regional competition all over the world, and then you've what we call grassroots esports. Then you've got your sort of mid-tier, and then you've got your top tier. Mm. Top tier being things like FaZe Clan, Fnatic, Liquid, Optic, all of these bigger teams that are starting to create, I guess, more of a cultural or social movement around their brand.
Yeah. And so they're playing as a team. When you're selected in that team, are you playing as an individual under your team's banner, or are you playing together?
So you're playing together, and depending on the title, I mean, esports isn't just, you know, a team sport. It can also be an individual sport, like my son, playing by himself. So, I mean, you are typically playing under your own gamer tag, but you're representing that particular team.
Yeah. And are these the sort of games that other people can buy and play in their lounge rooms, on their consoles, or what does a competition look like when it comes to esports?
Yeah, absolutely. So it is the games that we're playing casually at home. It's just these people have taken it an extra step. Exactly right. They've got the reaction times. They've got the, you know, the dedication, I suppose, to take it to that next level.
But also some of that background knowledge. Like, with all of those games, there's layers, right? So there's physically knowing what your fingers need to do, but there's also shortcuts and extra things that you can learn and ways that you can attack things differently. You know, there's so much.
But also the strategy that goes into it, and that's quite a lot of more your thought processes and communicating with your team members, and there is a lot that goes into it, not just your reaction time.
Yeah. How quickly are we seeing that scene grow in Australia to reach those international levels?
In Australia, it is slightly behind the rest of the world, I'll be honest. However, at the moment, we're seeing some pretty big explosions in terms of people turning up to real-life events like MEO and IEM. which is really cool to see. And I mean, that's one of my favorite aspects about esports and gaming in general is the social aspect. Mm. Getting to see all these people that you communicate with online all the time, you get to see them in person. It's just amazing. It's brilliant.
And at those big events, the gamers are sitting on stage next to each other, playing each other in front of thousands of people. Is that how one of those big events looks?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you go to IEM, there's a major stage, the same way you would go and see somebody at a concert singing. So you'd be looking at two teams on stage and they'd be playing each other with all of the actual play going on the screens behind them. And you should see the crowds, the passion, the loud there.
So they're cheering.
Yeah, it's amazing. You should, definitely check it out.
It's like football meets darts. You know, the darts fans can be quite intense in those big dart halls, but then you've got the setup, so it's almost like a basketball arena.
It's definitely redefining what it is to be a sport. Mm. It's definitely changing that that stereotype, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. It's 19 minutes past nine. We're talking esports on ABC Newcastle Mornings. My name's Kaya Hanley. My guest is Jackie Garrett. She's the founder of the GGWP Academy. Have you always been a gamer, Jackie?
I've been a casual gamer. I would not...
Not an esports athlete? You're not like limbering?
But my husband's a gamer. Has been a very dedicated gamer for a very long time. And my son, I mean, this was all really brought about when my son started competing at a world level. Mm. So I'm pretty much surrounded by this. I mean, you know, I've basically left my career and started GGWP Academy because my entire family revolved around this industry. And I thought, I've got so much I can impart in terms of knowledge on marketing, communications, personal branding, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what gamers need on the business side to make their careers a success.
As a mum, when your son comes to you at quite a young age and says, look, I want to become a professional esports athlete, was there a bit of trepidation there initially?
Well, considering this happened when he was 9 years old, yes, there was definitely some second thoughts. However, I got to know the people that he was gaming with and I got to know a little bit more about the sport or the game in that particular case. And then I went to my first World Championships in the States with him, and it was, I couldn't compare it to anything else. Mm. It was just amazing to see the joy on these kids' faces. I mean, they see each other maybe 5-6 times a year, and it's just great to see them reconnecting with each other and competing in such a healthy way.
Yeah. And that's when you knew that you needed to come back here and help the Australian scene?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I started this journey to go to a global market, not necessarily just Australia. Our online platform is going out global in the next 2 months. So, yeah, it is definitely the reasons why I got into it.
Yeah. So tell me what you've designed here to try to help Australian gamers take, because it is a brand, right? You are selling your brand. To get on one of those big teams, you need to know how to market yourself, almost like a musician. You need to know how to be that business person as well. So how are you, from the Hunter, doing that through this academy?
So it's kind of, I mean, gamers in general, you can have a couple of different career paths. You can have streaming, so you're live streaming on Twitch to an audience and interacting with your chat. You can be a recorded content creator, like a YouTuber, or you can be an esports athlete. There are definitely other functions in there, like shoutcasting, podcasting, all of that other stuff, but we're focusing mainly on those top three. And basically, we're not teaching them how to play the game, but we are teaching them how to personally brand themselves, how to game healthily, how to create content within the lore, and how to build, grow, and then leverage that audience to monetize a career in gaming or esports.
Why is this part of the business important for an up-and-coming esports gamer?
Yeah, it's important because any brand that wants to work on a sponsorship with a particular influencer, I'll put that in brackets because gamers like to be called content creators, not influencers. Brands always want an ROI on their influencer campaign. Mm. And essentially, by making our talent pool of content creators smarter in terms of how to represent themselves and how to represent a brand, we are trying to push that ROI to a new limit.
You spent time in Berlin sort of fine-tuning this idea, talking with some amazing business owners and great minds in startups in the world. What was that like for you to take this idea that you've had here in the Hunter and take it to the world?
It was pretty amazing. I spent 8 weeks worth of fairly intensive interview process on Skype trying to get into this particular program, the Lead Sports Accelerator. And I was successful. After 12 weeks there, I worked with a number of different startup mentors and managers from across Europe, and it was just amazing.
Yeah.
It was hard. I missed my son for 3 months. But
yeah, that's a long time to be away from home.
Yeah, it was definitely worth it.
And so where are you at now with this and launch and getting it up and going?
Yeah, so at the moment we are working on our closed beta. So we are looking at opening up that to 250 closed beta testers on the 19th of October. And then roughly a month after that, we're looking at a soft launch to the open market.
Yeah. As you've been talking to people in the esports community in Australia, are they excited about what you're about to provide?
Yeah, we've done some testing, which has been really eye-opening and exciting. We got to do that down at the SCG in Sydney, and we had individuals come in and do one-on-one interviews with us, giving us feedback on what we'd provided so far, and they were thoroughly excited to see that there was now going to be a structured pathway to success.
What do you see for the future of esports? We're hearing that the Southeast Asian Games in the Philippines in November, esports will be there for the first time as a medaled sport, so you'll be able to compete for a place on the podium. Can you see it growing into maybe even Olympics and gold medals?
It absolutely can. I'm not sure that that's the way that I would see it growing personally, but it's definitely in some ways trying to go that way. Mm. I personally see it more on the influence side of things and having those crossover effects with the entertainment market, with the traditional sports markets.
Well, even we're seeing games made into movies now as well. So there's it is a world that's just continuously opening up.
Agreed.
Jackie, really interesting to learn more about what you're doing, your involvement in esports and the scene in the Hunter as well. Best of luck with GGWP Academy and getting that up and going.
Thanks so much, Kaya.
That's Jackie Garrett there, the founder of the GGWP Academy.